The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Good day. Greetings from Redwood City. And I am happy to be sitting here with you all, reflecting on that today. The topic for the talk will be joy and how there are many different kinds of joys. There's a joy of kind of contentment with what you have in the moment. There can be joy or happiness with one's ethical behavior. There can be joy and happiness with one's faith in the practice, faith in the Dharma. It can be joy and happiness with how one engages in activity, one's interest and involvement. And that's particularly the joy of the seven factors of awakening. And part of that is the joy of comes from the kind of a feeling of rightness, the rightness of being present for what is. And even if things are difficult, there can be a feeling that it's right. It's the right thing to do, to really be present for the experience of that and acknowledge it, be open for it, certainly not resist it or spend a lot of time in the control tower judging it or judging oneself or planning or fixing or imagining futures. But the rightness of really kind of embodying the experience, being present for it, as if everything that's coursing through us is to be respected, made room for, to be met with a presence of mind and body. And part of the joy of the Dharma is a suffusing feeling through the body that's refreshing. And so, oddly enough, even when things are quite difficult, to not resist anything, but really be present, and to take one's stand, to take one's place where one abides, in the meeting of things, in the really being there for it. And I put my hands together like this and saying this meeting of things, because it's a kind of a respectful thing to do, maybe even a sacred thing to do, to really be here and to meet what is happening. So to begin this process, to take a meditation posture, a posture with which you're going to meet yourself, meet the experience of the moment as it's experienced subjectively, in the sense that we're experiencing from the inside out, as opposed to our thinking about it, evaluating anything. What I mean by subjective is inhabiting our bodies. And in inhabiting our bodies, experiencing all things with that reference point of the body. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Feeling maybe the rib cage stretch and expand as you breathe in. Feeling the release of the rib cage, the diaphragm, the belly as you exhale. And perhaps, if it's not difficult, to participate in the releasing, letting go of the exhale. Maybe there's a simple way of releasing more fully at the end of the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And searching around your body, feeling your body, to see where you might be able to relax, release some of the holdings in the body, around the muscles of the face, the shoulders, the belly, and maybe if there's any tension or pressure in the brain area, forehead, behind the forehead, perhaps you can relax and soften, especially if that area is associated with a lot of thinking. Softening and relaxing the area of thinking. And as you hear with your body, is there any place in your body, even if it's just the slightest little corner of your body, where you feel something that feels refreshing or contented or joyful? Maybe a certain pleasure of just being, the beingness, sense of aliveness. And if there is such a place, breathe with it. Breathe through it. And very gently, without any ambition, let that joy or contentment have a gentle influence on how you're aware. So the how you're aware is also somehow brings you a sense of contentment or ease or pleasure, even joy, or a feeling of rightness to meet the experience, to be here. And for these few minutes we're meditating, you do have permission to not think about anything beyond the meditation. It is okay to allow yourself to really immerse yourself in your lived experience of the present moment. Perhaps immersing yourself in your breathing, meeting the breathing, becoming the breathing, enjoying just breathing, or enjoying your ability to meet your breathing, to be aware of it. Now that we're sitting here for a few minutes, perhaps your body is a little bit more settled than when you started. And it's possible to let go of your thoughts and settle in more into your body, to allow the settledness or the shift in the body to be a support, a meeting place where awareness can reside, sensing and feeling whatever is enjoyable or pleasant in the body, without expectations or trying to make more of it, as a way to a little bit more fully have a way of being aware that itself is enjoyable, that present moment awareness feels refreshing or satisfying. What would it take for that to occur? And then as we come to the end of the sitting, I'd like to evoke the feeling of gentle joy, a quiet joy, a kind of capacity of quiet appreciation, quiet delighting in other people. Doesn't have to be exuberant or even recognized by others. But there is, we do have the capacity to appreciate and value and even delight in others. And then as we meet them and they're meeting us, perhaps that could be in the forefront for us, that we can meet them with our joy, our delight, our appreciation, more than meeting them with our preoccupation or our anxiety or what we're trying to do or accomplish or prove or apologize for. But to be able to be settled and at home and at ease with ourselves, and in that ease become a little clearer channel to being happy to know someone else, to delight in them, enjoy them. Not that they have to know it. And may it be that this practice we do in seen and unseen ways conveys our deep appreciation for other people, our love or our delight in others. And may it be that we meet others and talk to others with that appreciation, that we take the time to be present so we can appreciate, delight in the other. And in so doing, our meeting of others, our thinking about others, our talking with others, might carry in it a deep, heartfelt wish that may all beings be happy, may all beings be safe, may all beings be healthy, may all beings know that they're appreciated, valued, that they and their lives matter to us. That we belong to each other. The kind of appreciation where we know that we're all kin to each other. May all beings be happy.